strangely electronic, but at the same time, a catchy electronic notion. What say you, Hannah O'Brien?
Yes, I like this one much more than the example one from earlier, actually.
There we are, exactly. And likewise, you know, there's a magic that comes across in terms of that. There was a magic about the Sci-Fi London Festival, of course, this year. Even today, I was speaking to Dr. Caroline Edwards. Again, a slight sort of correction there for our wonderful Phil Learness. He indeed referred to Caroline Edwards as still getting her PhD. No, she actually secured it. It's all right. It's piled higher and deeper, as Robert Heinlein once said, so it's perfectly understandable as far as life, the universe and everything else is concerned. But as you know, when she was on the show, and of course that's part of the Phil Learness experience now, part of the cover page of the Facebook package we have.
Indeed
here.
It is.
Yeah, it's a sort of team that's there. We were following the Arthur C. Clarke updates and seeing what was happening with the awards there. Somebody who was also in London for a welcome return to Sci-Fi London, because she was the director of We Are All Cylons, and it's just a wonderful personage, and I was devastated. I was unable to actually connect with her in the great Metrollops itself. Is, of course, our next co-presenter, a top director, started off as a photographer in New York. She just put together We Are All Cylons, is working on another movie in Arizona and more. Who might she be, Hannah O'Brien?
That would be the one and only Ilana Rain.
Yay! Are you there, Ilana? How are you?
I am, Alex. Thank you. You're very sweet, very kind. And I'm sorry we didn't see each other either.
No, it was... Well, you see, I'm not going to lay the blame at Phil Learness, but it was so exciting coping with his appearances at Lincoln. And up, I mean, I don't know if you had a chance to download all the excitements he was involved with for that, but we'll offset it. But never mind, you know, it's all good stuff. Did you enjoy Sci-Fi London, and was Louis Savvy up to top form?
He was. Louis was fantastic. I mean, I truly appreciated this year, because I didn't have a feature, and I just showed a short teaser for the new film. But I truly appreciated how he organizes this festival and his vision, and the fact that he gives a platform for some really innovative, cutting edge sci-fi work it's really inspiring. And also being able to show these films at the Apollo with such fantastic sound and projection, giving them a platform that they really deserve, not just to be seen on a small screen on the internet, because I believe films should be seen in theaters.
Exactly. And the great news is that obviously a couple of other colleagues who you met through the sort of magical world of Sci-Fi London, and indeed Midweek Drive and Siren and Southside, Fiona Moore and Alan Stevens also are putting suggestions forward, including hopefully the director of a lovely Sci-Fi London hit, The Wonderful Ghosts with Jobs.
Unfortunately, I missed that one, but I
heard it. Exactly. There is another little title there, but we do have to just refer to it as Ghosts with Jobs. But other goodies will be taking place there. So how is the movie in Arizona going? And also, I have to say, Ilana, really, you should we should kind of get yourself together with Phil Learness and Rational Exuberance Productions, because the truth is out there. Ancient Mysteries, too, you know, shameless plug, etc. I think also ties in with some of the notions of technology, technicism, the fear of anxiety, the shock of trauma, and, of course, the exploration of extraterrestrial life that Ilana is also pursuing. Or maybe not. Maybe it's
no,
just...
absolutely. And I'll count on you to make that connection with Phil. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. But, there are absolutely intersections, and my new film, Alignment Project, explores these connections, because I'm deeply concerned about humanity as we are being transformed by technology, and also living here in the desert has brought me to an understanding of how people see things here in the desert that can't be explained away by scientific rational thought. And I see these threads as connected by what I see as our deep desire to believe in something greater than ourselves, to self-transcend. And some people do this with technology and their complete absorption with it, and other people do it with visions, be they, you know, spiritual, religious, or UFOs. And at the point where I can truly, with all my heart, say, you know, who are we to say which experience is real? And my new film explores this in all its darkest and glorious aspects. So it's a lot to cover, but I'm always thrilled to talk with people who get it.
We We've spoken on the show today about data protection. We've covered country music. We've looked at ninjutsu. I think the sort of line about, and indeed Chattanooga Choo Choo, the classic Mad Monroe choice, it's opened up a whole range of things, and that whole question of reality. Is it John Lennon time? Is it a case of life is what happens to you whilst you're busy making other plans? Is that a line that we would actually use in this routine? Or do we all create our own realities and our own bubbles of experience and so on?
Absolutely. I mean, I just recently saw, rewatched Being There with Peter Sellers. An absolutely brilliant film, and it needs to be rewatched by everyone. And the last inscription we see, reality is a state of mind. And I firmly believe that. And it's one of the things that helps me move along as a filmmaker in a world that is, where people say, no, you can't make this film. Oh, studios will never go for this, blah, blah, blah. That you have to create, in a way, your own reality of a world of yes. And when I came to London and people seemingly just dropped from the sky to help me and to were enthusiastic about the film, I have to believe that I'm on the right path and that it's going to happen. So in this sense, you know, it's a state of mind, but it's becoming real. And my characters also experience this. So there's a reflexive quality to the fact that I'm making this film, but the making of the film has almost become the film, if that makes sense. Any sense?
I sense, Ilana, in actual fact, there's a craft that you're talking about there in terms of making a film that sometimes is actually lost or it's forgotten, or perhaps filmmakers actually get so locked into the formula of where you do it this way, you get two shots, you go an establishment shot, you start off with an establishment shot, you go to a medium close-up, you cut from there, you actually, that maybe they actually lose that magic of what we create when we actually see the image. Hannah and myself, we're all set to feature Lisa McAllister on the show this evening. Lisa has got an audition. Good luck, Lisa. Go for it, girl. That's what we say.
Oh, you can't say good luck, Alex. That's bad luck. You have to say break a leg.
I thought that was only for theatrical routines when you actually were in the stage. But
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Don't set the guilt factor. No, I'm sure. Well, we're sending positive vibes to Lisa. Anyway, that's the important thing. But it's fair to say The Number One Girl was a movie which Lisa certainly was the best part of the whole system. But the rest of it, well, I mean, it starred Pat Morita, who you may recall, Ilana, was Mr. Miyagi in Karate Kid 1 and 2.
Oh, yes, possibly three as well. I remember.
Wax on, wax off, wax on. What Ralph Macchio would have made of his former mentor in Number One Girl, I really don't know.
I just found the whole film quite...
astounding.
I think that's the right word for it. I think Lisa was brilliant in it.
She was, and indeed...
There's some really, really... good acting on her part.
Very good acting. But some of her
I think some of the co-stars just let her down a bit.
It was as though they were phoning in the performance. Contrast that, actually, with the fabulous Lily Holloman.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Lily Holloman, amazing in the wonderful At Your Friends.
Yeah, I saw it the other day and gobsmacked. Just so good.
And the story of At Your Friends, for Ilana's benefit, because she may not, she may have been so busy actually directing in all of that supposed pieces, she may not have caught this wonderful scenario, winner of Slam Dance in 2010, which you'd like to share with us.
At Your Friends is a film which kind of follows the story of Catherine, who's a teenager who has a history of self-harming. And it follows her story as she's cyber-bullied by the mother of one of her friends. And there's all sorts of outcomes
It's a gripping narrative. And again, the reason I sort of wanted to bring it up with yourself, Ilana, was again, it's that technology interface. We've just been talking in the first part of the show about how people relate to their public images, their avatars, what you should put up, and the public image of the web and so on. Intriguing, etc.
Absolutely. I mean, technology is the power. I'm a technophile and I love it and believe it can really serve humanity for the best, but in the wrong hands, it's horrible.
And let's be honest, Ilana.
I've heard of that story.
Without the notion of technology, we couldn't have actually had this done for us.
You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM. My name's Louis Savvy, director of the Sci-Fi London Film Festival.
You see, there we are. Time jumping there, because Louis actually recorded that over a year ago now.
Oh, gosh.
Still magical. Anyway, we've got other Louis Savvy scenarios, and indeed I sent another booking for Louis shortly to join with us. We've had some interesting meteorological conditions over in Britain, Ilana, recently. I don't know if when you were over here for the London Sci-Fi Festival, I thought it was supposed to be May. It's more like December in Albuquerque or some such stuff.
That's exactly what I said to my friend. I was like, you know, it feels like the week before Christmas in New York.
Yeah.
Every way.
I sent a sort of responded to a Facebook status by Sarah Bullimore, who might be back with us next week. She said she was feeling goosebumps on her goosebumps. I said, now you know how it feels to be an Australian at this time of the year, you know, thereabouts, or indeed an Eskimo. One of those two things. It's all positive stuff from that point of view. But how's the weather in Arizona? Are you still getting the kind of shooting conditions that you've decided to base a year there for?
Because the entire sky is blocked by UFOs, so it's like a little overcast.
You see, I mean, anybody else comes out with that line, and I think, yeah, please, you know. But, you know, Ilana, I think there's a strange ring of truth about that. You know, it's a spooky scenario from that point of view. You know,
my first day back, I actually had to readjust my eyeballs, because in the 10 days I was in your wonderful, wonderful country, there were 11 minutes, and I really timed it, and my friend will validate this. I timed how much sun came out in my 10 days there. So when I got back here and the sun was blazing, it actually hurt my eyes.
That's because we had all of our sun for this year at the end of March.
Yeah. And just in case anybody's actually wondering, I'm very flattered that Ilana refers to it as my country. Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm available if people want to actually sort of guide the midweek drive of the Left Juke team to the whole thing. That's fine. But I think there's an elected sort of process that we go through. I'm not actually going to feel as yet, Hannah, we can actually declare an independent state as far as the midweek drive is concerned.
Well, when we become part of the monarchy, maybe.
It's a tough call. You know, I might have to sort of seek some advice about the whole thing. You know, do we stay in the European Union, all sorts of things could be happening from that point of view. Amazing. UFO, a wonderful scenario. Stay with us for a moment. Do you remember, probably too young to remember, the original series of UFO, which was put together by Gerry Anderson with Shadow, the space or supreme headquarters of Alien Defense Organization, Ilana?
I don't remember that. Can I look at it online?
You can look at it online, but we can give you a little theme to actually decide whether this is the sort of line you'd like to actually sort of welcome possible extraterrestrial visitors with. Bearing in mind, the original series was supposed to be set in 1980. The action adventure with, of course, the late great Vladek Shebal as Dr. Jackson, Ed Bishop, also late and great, as well as Commander Straker, George Sewell, also late, and up there in Heaven FM, shall we say, is Alec Freeman, and the equally talented and also late, Michael Billington.
That was really inspiring, Alex. I had like 10 ideas flash in my head while listening to that.
You see, I felt it was important. They were written originally by Barry Gray. Wonderful scenario from that point of view. And yes, if you go online, it's Gerry Anderson's UFO. There is talk about a remake, but that magic that was actually there, was sorted through. I shall pass on some DVDs, Hannah. You can actually, most of the, I think Wanda Ventum. Yeah, curious thing, because Wanda Ventum, who played Colonel Virginia Lake, is the mother of Benedict Cumberbatch, current Sherlock.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of TV trivia there, throw in from that particular perspective. And it'd be interesting, actually, if you do have a chance to access things online, Ilana, and you see that, because it was very much the aliens as the threat. You know, the aliens coming from very much like that other classic series, The Invaders, with David Vincent, but as a sort of 60s Quinn Martin production. Which, again, I don't know, Ilana, do you remember The Invaders with Roy Thinnes?
Well, I remember the name Quinn Martin.
Yeah. He was responsible for Canon. He was responsible for also a Quinn Martin production. But the Invaders. Talk about that another time. Splendid. Any other questions, Hannah, you want to put to Ilana Rain?
Ilana, can you tell us anything about your newest film? Or your film that's about to be released?
Or if
or
you
has
told us,
been
would
released?
We be abducted?
Sure.
You know, what's the line here?
Okay, well, Well, the good news is We Are All Cylons is going to be distributed in June from Rex Mundi Productions. So I don't have the exact date yet, but it's going to be available on disc, limited edition Blu-ray, and streaming, which is really exciting.
It is
a
treat.
Awkward film.
I have seen the movie. I've seen the movie when Ilana's almost been in tears because they said, but the colour was all wrong and you've started it from scratch. No! But I still said, despite those challenges, it was still very, very good. You know, so it's great.
Thank you.
Yes. Still waiting for one.
The new film, Alignment Project, I've been writing the screenplay here in the desert for the entire year. And it's been read by several people, one of which, two people in London specifically, who are now helping me develop it even more. I'm learning that it's actually just more rewriting and rewriting in order to just get a few elements into place before we present it to certain other people. So it's a lot of work, and it's exciting, but I'm really thrilled and so grateful to have had this opportunity to write on location in the desert and really experience what it is I'm writing on a first-hand basis. So it's moving forward, and I've also made several short films and taken thousands of photographs, so it's been perhaps one of the most productive years of my life and in service of this film. So I'm thoroughly optimistic about its future.
You see the magic, Ilana, that happens when you register as a regular correspondent with the Midweek Drive, you know, the most productive year of her life. I think I'll put that as a quote, right? It's genius.
Yeah.
Energy is there.
Absolutely.
Last two questions for Ilana Rain, please. Hannah.
Ilana, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Absolutely, the best so far.
Oh, you see, always raising that bar, raising that strategy. Important, yeah.
And can we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future?
You bet. I look forward to it.
Brilliant. So do we.